We got a guy on the phone right now who predicted the Knicks would win in 2026 back in 2020.
What?
Boom. First, let's play you the end of game two.
Hassel inbound. Fox gets it. Bridges on him. 4 seconds. Fox to Wembanyama. Pulls up. Jumper. Won't go. Rebound taken by Vassell. It's over. It's over. The Knicks survive. This magic carpet ride continues. 13 straight victories, and they lead 2-0 here in these NBA Finals.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the word survive, really. They survive. Nice, just barely.
No, but that's a game they should have lost.
Yeah. Yeah, they came back.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
This team just, they believe that they're going to do it.
Yes.
There's no other script in their minds.
Gotta believe.
And how did this young man on the phone right now, back in 2020, right. In his high school yearbook, he wrote, Knicks in six, 2026 NBA Finals. He's on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's Evan.
Hey, Evan.
Yes, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Good. How do I pronounce your last name?
My last name is pronounced Pfeiffer. I know it's a very unique way to spell it.
Pfeiffer. Yeah.
Pfeiffer.
Like the salad dressing. Pfeiffer. Yeah.
What made you write that?
So, like, the backstory to it was I always wanted to try to predict the Knicks to win something because I'm sure you guys are aware we have been through poverty and we really were terrible for a really long time.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, what's something? And I was thinking of ways, and Knicks in six, 2026 just rhymes very well. And I'm a man of just simple phrases, and it just came to mind. So I put it down, and now we're here. And funny enough, too, people in the comments have been saying, oh, Evan didn't do anything in high school, when in reality, I just chose not to put any of, like, my achievements.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to. Yeah. I literally wanted to, if it happened, for it to be even crazier, you know?
Sure. Right. Once you put it in skis, I'm not going to tell you nothing. Yeah. Figure it out yourself, people. Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
I love that. I love the commenters. They're, you know, usually funny, mostly annoying.
Yeah. Golden annoying, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, huge.
Evan Pfeiffer's on from Kings Park, Long Island. Predicted the Knicks would win the finals in 2026. You said six, and it might be four. What do you think about that?
So just, you know, I'm a basketball guy. I've been a basketball nerd my whole life. So, I mean, like, six could happen, but just based off how the first two games gone and how other series in the past have, when they go to two games to zero, I'm going to say four, possibly five. If it gets to six, I really don't think it's going to get there. I do think they would win in six in MSG, but I don't even think we're going to get to that point.
Right.
But it flows better.
Yeah.
Knicks in six. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
And does your dad think you're... What does your dad think of this?
So, funny enough, both my parents... So, back in 2020, or really 2019, when we submitted the yearbook quotes and everything so they can get made, my parents were both genuinely very mad and annoyed with me that I didn't put any of my achievements on there. They didn't care that I put the quote, but they were like, Evan, like, you didn't put your honor societies. You didn't put any of the things you did that you worked so hard for. Why would you do it? And then now, 6 years later, funny enough, yesterday, my mom and my dad looked at me and was like, all right, you're right. I understand now.
We get it now.
I get it.
It would have watered the whole thing down.
Right, right.
It's more poignant.
Yeah, plus I want to meet girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Honest society doesn't do that, yeah. I hear you.
And did Ruth tell me correctly that your dad listens to the show or listened to the show?
Yeah. Like, nice. Yesterday, funny enough, I texted in the family group chat, and he immediately goes, wait, I literally listen every single day.
Oh,
and
nice.
My dad's a very simple guy. You know, he'll turn on the radio and just drive to work. He's not a big, oh, I'll go on Spotify, play some music in the morning. He just prefer to listen to you guys.
Oh, cool.
So good.
We like him a lot.
We like that.
Yeah. Smart man. Smart man.
We like simple.
We love yes. Dad. Yes, he's great.
All right. Let's. We have Evan Pfeiffer on. He predicted the Knicks in six in 2026. Let's ask him for some other predictions here.
Yes. Like six lottery numbers, for example.
Lottery numbers?
Yeah. Let's start with the lottery numbers.
Yes.
I think a play three.
Yeah, the amount of people that have been DMing me to asking for the lottery numbers is kind of funny, too.
So what would you pick if you were to pick?
Yeah, if you were going to pick numbers.
For example, yes.
Yeah.
Man, like, I'm 23, about to be 24. I've never even played the lottery.
So 24.
I could just say a bunch of numbers.
You could.
I don't even know if they would mean anything.
What are you feeling?
Right.
I'm not writing this down. Just what are you feeling?
Coming into your mind.
What's
your
heart number? You? Six.
Six.
I mean, considering Knicks and six, 2026. I want to say there's at least one or two sixes in there. I want to say at least a two, a zero, and a seven at least, because Melo was my favorite player.
You could do a 2-0.
You could do a 2-0. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So zero. 2-6.
At least a 1-2-0.
Right.
Okay.
I guess I got 6-2-0-2-6. I need three more. I'm not writing these down. Okay.
We're not writing them down.
Yeah. Come on, man. Help me out here. Yeah.
But you know they won't
I'm
hit
trying.
For six
I'm
years.
Trying.
Don't interrupt this wavelength.
Do you know the Powerball?
I mean, another three. Let's just do it.
Another three. Gotcha. Okay.
7-3-9.
7-3-9. Okay, okay. I like that. Okay.
All right. Now, would these be Powerball, Mega Millions, Lottery?
Classic Lotto.
Seeing a name.
Classic Lotto. Yeah.
I mean, I can give you predictions for any of them, but I'm just letting you know this ain't financial advice. Just
I clean.
No, you're not going to be held responsible for any losses.
That's the honor society right there.
Right. Amen.
Wow.
Okay. You know, it's funny. Like 6 years from now, we can ask AI if we're all still here and not being run by robots.
Exactly.
If these numbers came out in any form, in any state,
right.
In any, you know.
Yeah, hopefully 6 years from now, I don't win.
Yeah. That would be so cool.
And we're like
June
6 days
8th.
Cool.
All yeah. right.
Right. Write it down.
2032.
2020.
All right. Evan Pfeiffer is on from Kings Park, Long Island. Predicted back in 2020 that the Knicks would win. In six in 2026.
Just gave us the low winning lottery.
Any predictions on the Jets?
For example, we're not betting right.
I'm sure the owners of the Jets are calling him now, like, hey, can you write something?
Where's
like,
the miracle kid?
In our brochure.
Like,
we could use a quote from you.
In 6 years, we'll be over 500.
Is that him on the sidelines?
Hey, I mean, look, the Knicks were really bad, but I don't even think a good prediction could save the Jets at this point. With my whole heart saying that.
Yeah. We believe you.
Maybe your kid's yearbook.
And who wins the 2030 Super Bowl?
2030 Super Bowl. Oh, man, now I'm actually thinking. You got me really thinking this morning.
Okay, cool.
I want to say a sleeper pick I have is the Texans, simply because their defense is so good, and I don't see it really changing over the next couple of years.
Right.
Their offense is not the best, but that's why I said a sleeper pick. I want to say the Pats, definitely. The
Pats.
Patriots, I feel like, are going to be a really dynasty for at least 10-plus years.
Wow.
Come on, don't do that to us.
Again?
I'm sorry. I could say the Bills, but then I know Josh Allen's going to be at that point roughly 33-34, I want to say. So I'm just thinking timeline-wise, too. Drake May would be 28.
Too much brain, more heart.
Right. back too much. Bit, yeah.
What's your soul say?
Right.
And where are you watching the game tonight?
I've been just watching the games just in my room on my monitor because I'm so just like locked in.
Right.
I have my signed Kevin Knox jersey on and I'm just sitting in my chair, just, you know, got, you know, my gallon jug of water right next to me and I'm just
locked in
on this.
I mean,
I've dealt with so many terrible lineups from Langston Galloway, Lance Thomas. I mean, this is more than a treat. So I'm taking it in as much as I possibly can.
That's the way to do it.
Exactly.
On your own.
Right.
With your water.
A gallon of water. Right.
No distractions.
Exactly right.
You don't want to hear anyone talking.
Right. You can focus.
Yeah. Asking exactly. questions right. is right. the worst. Who's this now? Get up. Just get out of here.
What I miss? Shut
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Someone in
you
their phone.
You guys get it. You guys get it.
We do. We get totally. It. We get you. Yes.
I need yes. a beer.
Yeah.
Give me a beer.
Evan, thanks for coming on, man. We want to talk to you after they win this all.
Yes.
Yeah, amen. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. It was an absolute pleasure coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll send you the link to this so you can play it for your dad.
Right.
Evan Pfeiffer from Kings Park predicted all of this back in 2020. Thank you, sir.